Winging it is not an emergency plan. Make sure your kids know what to do during an emergency, who to call, where to meet, what to pack. Visit ready.gov/kids for tips and information. A public service announcement brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Hey, Lisa, did you know it's donation time here at WMFO?
It is.
Yeah, we're doing our donations drive right now, donate.wmfo.org. It is our 2016 donation drive. Every penny that you give to this station goes to keep all of our equipment running, goes to keep everything on the air and sounding as brilliant as it does. If you love this radio station, if you love all the different points of view that we bring you, we strongly encourage you to just send us a buck. Just send us a buck. A buck, believe it or not, makes a difference here. We had a bit of a budget surplus here at Tufts University that allowed us to upgrade everything, go to an all-digital format, be on the air 24 hours a day. That budget surplus ain't there anymore, so we actually need money to keep all of this stuff running. And you can donate at donate.wmfo.org. Here's we give stuff out if you do this. If you give us $10, Lisa Nichols, you get the WMFO keychain / bottle opener. How many times have you said, has anybody got a bottle opener? This is a keychain and a bottle opener.
Somebody breaks out the lighter, their shoe.
Exactly.
Some trick for you. Save
a friend's teeth. Save a friend's lighter. Give us $10. We'll send you a keychain bottle opener with the WMFO logo on it. So not only will you be the savior in that situation, but people will look at you and say, ah, you have good taste in radio. I bet you listen to The Big Picture. That's the best show in Boston. $25. You may need this while you listen to the show. It's the WMFO shot glass. It's a shot glass. You can put anything that you like into it, and you can drink it. Maybe you like to have a couple of shots of Jaeger during the show. Maybe you need some Bailey's.
Just to deal with you.
Maybe you need some Bailey's Irish cream after listening to me talk for a while. That's fine. Whatever you want to put in the shot glass, we won't judge. Send us $25, you get one of those. For $50, it is the WMFO t-shirt, which makes anyone wearing it immediately 90% more attractive. 90% more attractive. You walk into a bar wearing this, and the opposite sex will say, wow, look at that WMFO t-shirt. I want to know who that is. You walk into a party wearing the WMFO t-shirt, you're not going home alone unless you choose to.
Oh, yeah?
That's the way it works.
Does that come with a warranty?
That's the way it works. Yeah. I think. No guarantees on this. But we will send you an email to find out what size you want. We have them available in all sizes. It is great. Great way to show support for the station. For $100, we'll send you a WMFO tote bag full of everything. You get a shot glass, you get a bumper sticker, you get the keychain bottle opener, you get the t-shirt. You are ready to go out on the town and impress. Or to the supermarket and open bottles on the way home. For $500, we'll put your name on a plaque and it'll be here in the station. I'm actually looking at a bunch of them right now. Former former station managers, people who've won awards, $500, your name will go on the plaque. So you get your very own plaque here at the station. For $1,000, you get a tour of the station and lunch with the executive board. Now, this used to be a thing that we did, and we don't do it anymore, and I think we should. We will call this the Big Picture Special. Okay,
it's not super atomic.
No, I used to have the nuclear option.
Yes,
what I used to call the nuclear option, which is we're looking to raise $5,000 right now, which isn't a lot. Mm-hmm. It's easy. It's like $5,000. You give us $5,000, and we'll stop bothering you. It's a small amount. We used to do like big $10,000. So I used to have the nuclear option, which was if you gave us $10,000, you could take this show off the air. And nobody took us up on it.
No.
Ever.
I think they like me.
Yeah.
They deal like, with you.
We don't want to wreck Lisa Nichols' career. Now, that's note that I said us. I never said it was me.
Yeah.
Because there'd be people writing checks all day long.
Mm-hmm.
They'd be like, wait, how much was that? $10,000? Never have to hear his voice again.
Unwillingly.
It's both of us. You lose me, you lose her, the whole thing's over. It's off. It's done. But I don't see this in here. So, you know, let's do this. If you donate... Let's see. What's a good number, Lisa?
Let's go with 500.
500? Okay, so $500, you get the plaque, right? If you donate $500, we'll let you co-host. You get to come in and be a part of the show for a full episode. You get to do What's Hot. You get to do Thing That Happened. You get to join us for Did You Hear? All the things that we do that make this show fun. $500, you get to be a co-host on the show. All you got to do is go to donate.wmfo.org. Give them some information. There's different ways that you can pay. It's that simple. $500, you get to co-host the show with us.
I like this option better this year.
Yeah, I miss the.
It doesn't involve us being on the show.
I miss the nuclear option. The nuclear option was fun, you know, but nobody ever took us up on that. So there it is. Donate.wmfo.org. $500, you can co-host the show for a week.
WMFO Medford. I'm Lisa Nichols with Derek Gary, and this is The Big Picture. And of course, it's time for Did You Hear? That part of the show where Derek and I quiz each other on this week's news stories. And we give each other a name or one or two words, and you tell us a little about what that is. So, of course, I'm going to start as always. Derek, cover girl.
Still dancing to, still grooving to Gladys. Cover girl. That would be the makeup company, correct?
That would.
Cover girl. Did they just name somebody to be a model?
That is true.
Did they just name Malala to be a model?
Nope.
No, it wasn't Malala. I was reading something else about Malala today. Oh gosh, who did they just name to be a model? It's someone older than usual, right?
Mm-mm.
Someone younger than I do know this. It's which one of the Kardashians is it?
No.
I thought it was Kylie.
I'm surprised you
Kylie
didn't see
Jenner.
This.
Is she the young one?
She has her own makeup brand.
Okay.
They named a male as the cover girl.
Yeah. Okay. No, that's cover guy. First of all,
so cover girl announced that 17-year-old aspiring makeup artist James Charles has been named the makeup brand's first male cover girl. So this is the first time since it was founded in 1961 that the cover girl is a male. He really rose in popularity from his Instagram and his YouTube. He shows men and women how to put on makeup. And he's actually really good.
So, to put this delicately, in a way that Donald Trump never would, is he doing makeup for men or is he...
Both. But any of the eye work that he would put on, I mean, my makeup's a little dramatic sometimes, but yeah, I would do it.
There's another, is he a drag queen or what are we talking about? Okay.
No, he's just a...
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, that's interesting.
He's pretty.
That's different.
Mm-hmm.
That's different. Dudes aren't buying the makeup.
I know a lot of guys that wear makeup.
Really?
Yeah.
Like, who's wearing the makeup?
They may not all be straight, but I know a lot of guys that are wearing makeup.
No, I mean, obviously, you know, transsexuals wear makeup. Mm-hmm. Transsexual men wear makeup.
No, a lot of men that are very, even I know some metrosexual guys that are just really into their looks that cover it up or have some blemishes.
Really?
I do.
Because I'm from the 80s.
There's this thing called narcissism. People are really into how they look.
Here's the thing. I'm from the 80s when the eyeliner was a thing. And we were all doing eyeliner.
You did that?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, God.
I did the eyeliner, and the guys were doing their lashes and all that kind of thing. It was a thing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it was, and the goths, of course, are big into the black eyeliner still. That's where the 80s new romantic movement went to die. They became goths.
No, it's the same thing like a lot of guys tan. Some guys wear makeup. Or some guys darken their eyebrows. Yeah.
All right.
It's a thing.
Credit to CoverGirl for trying to find a new market, but, you know...
But it's an interesting aspect, though. You have somebody that has this internet fame and has such a big following is propelled into this role of having or being the first male cover girl.
Most companies, when they're trying to expand into a different demographic, will choose a different name for the product. Because a lot of guys aren't going in there being like, hey, have you got any cover girl? I need some cover girl.
I think it's more so because it's new and cool.
That and... You take it home, and then you bring a girl home, and she goes into your bathroom, and she sees a bunch of cover girl, and she's like, oh, who's the other girl that's here? And the guy has to be like, that's my cover girl.
Yeah.
I love their foundation. It hides the shine.
We can get you some.
No, thank you.
I can put makeup on you.
I am beautiful without it. Thank you. Comfort animals.
Ooh, comfort animals. They... Well, they are talking about limiting or banning them from airplanes. So no, we're not just talking about people that bring dogs or cats on planes. Some people apparently are bringing in like rodents. Turtles is a big one. Rabbits. And it's becoming a problem, apparently, on airplanes.
Transportation Department in the 1990s basically said anything can be a comfort animal. And the airlines now say people are using this law to fly their pets for free.
Well, because
Hang on a second. This is what the airlines are saying. People are using this law to fly their pets for free. Well, you know what? If they are, good on them. It's about time someone figured out a way to get one over on the airline industry, which is charging us to bring a bag on a plane.
Mm-hmm.
So they're now lobbying the government. They want the comfort animals gone. And because they throw money at the government's starting to agree.
Of course.
Guess what's gonna be exempt from this?
So dogs?
Yep.
Cats.
Nope.
Really?
There's only gonna be two animals exempt from this.
Dogs and
it's in the Americans with Disabilities Act.
Birds.
Nope.
Huh.
You're never gonna get it.
Snakes?
Nope.
I don't know.
Miniature horses.
Yes, I did.
Dogs and miniature horses. Because I want to be sitting across the aisle from a miniature horse when that crap's on the plane. That's great.
But doctors nowadays, I mean, you say you have anxiety issues and they'll write you the okay to have a comfort animal.
And that's fine. If an animal calms people down and makes it easier for them to fly.
But who's taking a miniature horse on a plane?
I'd like to see you fit a miniature horse into those aisles.
They charge somebody two seats because they're a little big, but we're allowing miniature horses. That's a little much.
Yeah, they were talking about this one
but
guy.
But if you're going to hold a turtle and a tank in your lap, I'm okay with that.
They're talking about this one guy that likes to fly with those marmosets tucked in his shirt. And it's cute. You know, you like taking your marmoset with you? Have fun with your marmoset. I got no problem with
that. But also, we shouldn't turn the planes into a zoo.
But that's not the argument that's being made here.
I understand.
The argument that's being made by the airline industry is those wily passengers are flying their pets for free. We can't have that. The airline industry will collapse. Give me a break.
No, and again, how many times have you been on an airplane and then somebody's had a comfort animal?
And by the way,
I've actually never.
You have to register that animal or you can't bring it on the plane. And the guy with the marmoset actually they wouldn't let him bring it on a plane because it wasn't currently registered. It was. They had the paperwork screwed up. Whatever. So, say goodbye to the comfort animals. I'm okay. Look, fine. I'm okay with this. I want a new rule in place that allows me to bring comfort baggage on the airplane. All right? I need my comfort carry-on.
Yeah, I can start saying that about my makeup. I need that comfort. I need that bag.
I will register my suitcase as comfort baggage if I can bring it on the plane.
I'm sure you can convince your doctor of that.
I hate planes.
Ronald McDonald.
Ronald McDonald is going underground for a little while. He is not completely disappearing from community events, but in light of the clown hysteria sweeping the United States, McDonald's has thought it prudent to limit his exposure for a little while.
Yes. I believe the quote is, thoughtful in respect to Ronald McDonald's participation in community events, the current climate around clown sightings in communities, and they go on to say, you know, this coming off of the rash of pranks and threats nationwide and abroad and creepy clowns. And this all started, well, that was South Carolina earlier in the summer.
Yeah. There's Mama. Who was it? Was it Mama June?
Mary.
Mama Mary, there's clowns in the woods. That was the Mama Mary, there's clowns in the woods. That's how it all started, America. Mama Mary, there's clowns in the woods.
Yeah.
They never did find those
clowns.
Maybe
it was Donna.
Mama Donna. Yeah, I think it was. Yeah. Mama Donna, there's clowns in the woods.
All right.
There's that picture floating around now with some juggalo hanging off the back of a bus in Chicago that's got everybody freaked out.
Oh, people
out.
Are getting stabbed.
Yeah.
Or was that the 27-year-old father that just got stabbed in the hand?
You know what? I don't.
Here's my advice. Don't dress up like a clown and start running around everywhere.
Anything that convinces the juggalos to stay home is good for America. Mm-hmm. We can all agree on this. Unless you make Faygo because your sales have just gone through the floor. Okay? But, folks, give me a break. This is the most ridiculous thing going on in this country right now. And by the way, it's spreading overseas now. They got a bunch of problems with clown sightings in the United Kingdom. Okay? Because why should America have all the fun? And what you have is some scared kids that then inspired some internet trolls that have now inspired some bored teenagers, because most of the clown sightings involve bored teenagers dressing up as clowns and going to scare some other kids.
Mm-hmm.
Why? Because older kids love to scare younger kids. There were two 18-year-old girls that just got arrested for dressing up as clowns and chasing a couple of 14-year-olds through the woods.
Oh, and I love all the people that are in more southern states, but randomly shooting their rifles into
fields. I think I saw a clown! Yeah. This is what we're... Folks, there are no clowns in the woods.
Mm-hmm. They're not evil. They're not going to kill you.
If you were going to commit a crime, dressing up as a clown is about the stupidest thing you could possibly do. Everybody notices a clown. Now, if there's clowns and burkas running through your backyard... No, I'm not. I did not mean that. I did not say that. It's ridiculous.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Anybody who's dressed up as a clown is just trying to scare you. Maybe there's one bad clown out there, but can we give the clowns a break? Please. The clowns and the oat people.
No more Ronald McDonald.
Stop bothering the clowns. Stop bothering the oat people. Because I remember the last time this happened. Somebody brought up that clown thing in the 1980s in Massachusetts.
Yes.
And the story that was floating around was that there was a clown with no pants on driving around in a van offering candy to children.
Mm-hmm. Well, that was coming in the wake of finding all those bodies from, who was that killer?
Ted Bundy.
Yes.
Yeah.
Then coming off of that, and again, it spread just like it is now. So it spread from Massachusetts. I think it went down to Pennsylvania.
All right, that wasn't Ted Bundy. That was John Wayne Gacy. John Wayne Gacy, yes, was the clown. Yeah.
But it was, keep all those serial killers.
But there was a story going around. There was a clown driving a van. He didn't have any pants on. And it's like, don't get in the van with the clown with no pants. And it's like, for a couple of weeks, the kids are all walking. Every time we saw our van, we're like, is there a clown in there? And we were scared to death.
Mm-hmm.
And then we moved on and we got over it. We didn't have the internet back then so that we could scare the rest of the planet. Mama Donna, there's clowns in the woods.
That's our best quote from... I feel like we're going to hear that quote again in our New Year's episode.
That may be the catchphrase for the year. Mama Donna, there's clowns in the woods. Although, there may be some other contenders. Corruption of government officials.
We're talking about here in the United States?
Yes.
Corruption of government officials.
Yes. That's a big story today.
I know. I feel like I know what this is about. I hate that you're going to say it, and I'm going to know.
That is the thing that Americans fear most, according to the annual Chapman University Survey of American Fears.
Mm-hmm.
I believe this survey was conducted before the clowns.
Was it?
Because I think if you conducted it today, clowns would be number one on the list. Corruption of government officials, that's the same thing we were most afraid of in 2015. 60% of Americans are afraid of that. Terrorist attacks, 41% of us are afraid of those. That was number two. Not having enough money for the future, about 40% of Americans on that. Being a victim of terror. I don't know how that's different from terrorism attacks.
Yeah.
You know? It's like, are you afraid of terrorist attacks
on other people?
Yeah. But being a victim of terror, we're somehow less afraid of that than the attacks themselves. Government restrictions. This is a great one. Government restrictions on firearms and ammunition. 38.5% of Americans. I think that's the same 38.5% that are afraid of being a victim of terror.
Yeah.
I think those are the same people. People I love dying. 38% of us are afraid of that. Economic or financial collapse, 37.5%. Identity theft.
People are more afraid of corruption from government officials than loved ones dying.
Yes.
That is so strange to me.
Which is more likely in a given moment?
True.
Identity theft, 37%. People I love becoming seriously ill. 36%. We'll round that one up. And it's a great one at number 10. The Affordable Health Care Act / Obamacare, 35.5% of Americans are afraid of it.
How's that working out for you?
I don't know. I don't know what there is to be afraid of with the Affordable Care Act. People are afraid of it. Clowns, nowhere on the list.
Mm-mm.
The Affordable Care Act. God bless America.
Geophidia.
What?
Geophidia.
Now you're just making stuff up.
No, this was a big story today.
No, it wasn't.
It absolutely was.
Yeah, where?
Everywhere.
Everywhere?
Pull up everything.
Where?
First, I found it on Drudge. Then I saw it on USA Today. I think I saw that on Reuters.
Can you spell this one?
Geophidia. Actually, I got a USA Today alert for it, so it was big enough for that, too.
A geophidia. I don't know what we're talking about here.
Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram have revoked access to this company's data. It's an analytics firm, and they've accused of selling information that allowed U.S. police to track activists and protesters. So the ACLU's involved. They said this Chicago-based company allowed police to, quote, sneak through the side door to monitor protests. Geophidia said it was committed to the principles of personal privacy. ACLU is saying that it's been marketing its services to police agencies to help track activists and location data for social media posts. So they, in one of the internal documents, they say they covered Ferguson, Mike Brown nationally with great success. So that's their marketing campaign to local police agencies if you want to find out where the protests are. Huge story.
Looking at USA Today right now, I see something about what does it mean to be pansexual with a picture of Miley Cyrus.
Pull up Google ACLU.
Here's something from LeBron James.
This was this morning.
I read the papers this morning. Didn't see it then either. So, All right, interesting. So wait, somebody's actually doing something about government surveillance?
Weird.
Yeah. You know, this is just knee-jerk. They do this to cover for the stuff they're doing for the NSA on the side.
Mm-hmm.
Did Yahoo revoke their access?
Nope. Facebook, Twitter, Instagram.
Yeah, so Yahoo is still. Scott Baio.
Scott Baio has been receiving death threats because he backs Trump.
Yeah, we gotta go a little more specific than that. A lot of people are getting death threats because they back Trump.
No,
you should see what my inbox looks like.
I didn't read the story; I read the headline. But Scott Baio is receiving death threats.
No, this was a huge story. Scott Baio significantly reduced the number of women who want Charles in charge by telling them to quote grow up end quote if they were offended by Trump's comments. That was his exact line. Grow up. He got on Twitter. And had some more sort of less than enlightened things to say.
Indigenous Peoples Day.
That was ratified. Well, that was voted down in Cincinnati, mm-hmm. Ohio.
There's a lot with this, so you could go anywhere that, where it was voted in, voted out.
Yeah, it was voted down in Cincinnati, Ohio. I believe approved in Vermont. And that is the new name that is being given, and it's not just a new name, it is a new approach to Columbus Day.
Yeah, Vermont Governor Peter Shulman proclaimed Monday Indigenous Peoples Day, and the state replaced Columbus Day. Also, Phoenix and Denver, they celebrated their first official one. Other cities around the country have been doing this, though, for a while. People not happy with Columbus.
Well, Columbus...
We had Monday off. I'm good.
Yeah, nobody's upset about the day off. It's what Columbus did to get us the day off. Yes. It has some people concerned. Columbus is not a nice man. And what he did to the native peoples, not very nice. It's not a bad idea. Not opposed. You're an Italian. You should be thoroughly opposed to this.
Mm.
That's your people. Danny Bush. Danny Bush.
Danny Bush?
Yeah, Danny Bush. You got this geophidia thing somewhere, but you miss Danny Bush?
I don't know.
He's fired. He's out at the Today Show after appearing on the...
Billy Bush.
No, it's Danny Bush.
Bush.
Oh, no, Billy Bush.
You're
all
the
right.
Worst.
Sorry.
No, yes, I know that. I know who Billy Bush is. I, unfortunately, was an avid watcher of all those stupid shows. Yes, Billy Bush used to work for NBC. Now he does not, after his comments, which if you listen a little bit longer to the show, you are wrong. That's why I'm like, Danny Bush.
Yeah,
that's
sorry about that.
Billy Bush. Mm-hmm. Fired.
You got time for one more.
All right. Sugar tax.
Sugar tax. No, that's not what I called her. Got in trouble for saying that the other night. Oh, boy. Sugar tax. This is, oh, God, California or New York City?
Mm-mm.
Neither?
Big group came out today.
In favor of or opposing?
In favor.
In favor. Oh, God, I don't know.
World Health Organization.
Oh, them.
They've added support to the countries that place sugar tax on soft drinks, which has been going around here in the United States. They want to push for it. A new report from the body found that raising prices by 20% or more result in lower consumption or improved nutrition. The Global Health Organization is previously advised lower sugar intake, but stopped short of backing tax measures, which they wanted to do here in Massachusetts. They wanted a soda tax because we tax everything.
Yeah.
All right, last one from you.
Comcast.
Comcast. I don't know.
Comcast. Yesterday, this was an above the fold story, so I'm not making this up. Was issued the largest fine in cable television history by the FCC, the largest fine ever levied against the cable company for charging their customers for services and equipment that they did not want. In some cases, charging their customers for services and equipment they specifically said they did not want. Comcast charged them anyway.
How many people do you know that have had a problem with talking to Comcast and being convinced? And they get vicious.
You don't want
I think
to.
They've don't released, do some people have released conversations with Comcast operators, and they've gone viral.
Yeah, the people who try and give up Comcast, and the guy gets on the phone. He's like, "Why don't you want to continue to have the best picture and audio available in cable?"
I don't want it. I want to cancel it.
Yeah, and it's like you can't ever get out of that conversation. Mm-hmm. So the largest FCC fine ever against the cable company, Lisa Nichols. How much is that fine?
I feel like it was like $150 million.
No.
$1.3 billion.
No, you're going the wrong way.
Lower?
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
$40
million. Keep going down.
Really?
Yeah.
$3 million.
You're in the ballpark. This is the largest fine ever levied against the cable company. $2.3 million.
Oh, wow.
$2.3 million for
really
ripping off
them.
Your customers.
Mm-hmm.
You wonder why Comcast behaves the way they do? Because they can get away with it. It is WMFO Medford. It is The Big Picture. I'm Derek Gary. She's Lisa Nichols. We're with you until 9 o'clock when On the Town with Mikey D will be here with everything you need to know about the Boston music scene. 855-915-9636 is the telephone number. When we come back, the Big Picture Players will be presenting a dramatic reading of a transcript that has been in the news recently. But before we get to that, let's pause during this season of horror and think about some of the less fortunate.
What?
Nothing. Well, kind of nothing. I think the condom might have broken.
Broken?
Yeah, this is not good.
Okay, relax.
Relax? I mean, what are the chances of that? It's like...
Surreal?
Yeah. This isn't supposed to happen. We're being responsible here.
Okay, well, don't panic.
Don't panic? How can you say that?
Being responsible means having a backup plan, like emergency contraception, or EC for short. When you begin taking EC within 72 hours, it could prevent pregnancy. It's not an abortion pill and it won't prevent HIV or other STDs, but it's a great backup plan.
It's gonna be okay. It's gonna be fine.
What? I thought you'd be the one to freak.
Well, I've got EC.
Oh. Oh, no, that's just great. What's EC?
For more information or to get EC in advance, ask your healthcare provider or call 1-888-NOT-TOO-LATE. That's 1-888-NOT-2-LATE. EC, because shit happens, brought to you by the Pacific Institute for Women's Health.
This is the sound of salmonella gyrating on your undercooked chicken. And it looks like mom might be taking it out a little early. Don't let salmonella get funky with your chicken. On average, 1 in 6 Americans will get a foodborne illness this year. So use a thermometer to cook each type of meat to the right temperature. Keep your family safe at foodsafety.gov. Brought to you by the USDA, HHS, and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to The Big Picture on WMFO 91.5 Medford. He's Derek Gary and I'm Lisa Nichols, and we're here with you every Wednesday night. As always, we want you to be a part of the show, and the way that you do that, you give us a call at 855-915-WMFO. That's 855-915-9636. So on Friday, there was a release of a conversation from a live mic that was from 2000, I believe it was 2005, was the year? 2006.
Yes.
2005. And this was a conversation on a Access Hollywood, one of those big tour bus. Yeah, you can see it in the video. The name sprawled out on the side. And the conversation is between Billy Bush.
Danny Bush.
Not Danny Bush.
Danny Bush.
Billy Bush and Donald Trump. And they're pulling up to the set of Days of Our Lives, where they're going to film, you know, a special segment on his cameo on the show.
Correct.
This is released... And Donald Trump...
Coincidentally, it's released at the same time that the first batch of John Podesta emails come out.
And it's also interesting when most people think if you want to hide some news, you put it on Friday.
Yeah.
But you don't put it on Friday when all of the coverage leading up into the weekend and in the weekend is for the debate on Sunday night.
Yeah.
That's one way to get more people talking about it.
Well, let me test one thing here.
I tell you what happens. Blam! They on us like there's no tomorrow.
Yeah, that's not going to work. We're going to have to do this a different way. So everybody's freaking out about what's said. And some people have heard the tape. Some people have not heard the tape. So for those of you who have missed it, through the magic of radio, Lisa Nichols and I are going to recreate this tape and allow you to judge for yourselves whether or not this conversation was beyond the pale. For a presidential candidate, in this dramatic recital, Lisa Nichols will be playing the role of Donald Trump.
Yes, and I will have you know, I tried to practice this in a with a Donald Trump voice or impersonation, and it just came out a little New York, some Boston thrown in there is bad.
Just be yourself.
So we're just going.
Just be yourself.
Going me.
Now, I actually have to play a couple of roles here because there are two voices talking to Donald Trump. One of them is Danny Bush. Some of you might know him as Billy. He's always been Danny to me. So I'm going to be playing Unknown. We don't know who that is. And Danny Bush. And so that you can tell... Say that again. So that you can tell the difference between the two of them. I will be reading Unknown as James Stewart. And I will be reading Billy Bush as Jack Horkheimer, Star Hustler. For those of you who remember Jack Horkheimer from his long-lived late-night PBS show. Ran every week. He was a Florida boy. Here, with no further ado, the Big Picture Players present the Donald Trump transcript.
You know, and...
She used to be great. She's still very beautiful.
I moved on her, actually. You know, she was down on Palm Beach. I moved on her, and I failed. I admit it.
Whoa.
I did try and...
Redacted.
Her. She was married.
That's huge news.
No, no, Nancy, no. This was... I moved on her very heavily. In fact, I took her out for furniture shopping. She wanted to get some furniture. I said, I'll show you where you can get some nice furniture. I took her out for some furniture. I moved on her like a...
Redacted.
And I couldn't get there, and she was married. And then all of a sudden, I see her. Now she's got big, phony...
Redacted.
And everything. And she totally changed her look.
Sheesh, your girl's hot as...
Redacted.
In the purple.
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
Yes, the Donald has scored. Whoa, my man.
Look at you, man. You are a pussy. All right, you and I will walk out. Maybe this is a different one.
It better not be the publicist. No, it's her. It's...
Yeah, that's her, with the gold. I better use some Tic Tacs just in case I start kissing her. You know, I automatically attracted to beautiful. I just start kissing them. It's like a magnet. Just kiss. I don't even wait. And when you're a star, they just let you do it. You can do anything.
Whatever you want.
Grab them by the pussy. You can do anything.
Yeah. Those legs. All I can see is the legs.
Oh, looks good.
Come on, shorty.
Oh, nice legs, huh?
Oof. Get out of the way, honey. Oh, that's good legs. Go ahead.
It's always good if you don't fall out of the bus. Like Ford. Gerald Ford, remember?
And scene.
That was good.
So, there we have the...
Now we got everybody the full picture of yes. What happened.
Those were the comments made coming out of a woman's mouth. I don't think it sounds any better than it does coming out of a man's mouth. This is what we have been in a tizzy about for the last 96 hours now, 120 hours, I think, by my count, ever since this thing released. Is there nothing more important than we can be talking about?
Yeah, I can I can name a few.
ISIS, the economy, nuclear weapons.
How about all of those things that were listed in what American public, the people fear?
I mean,
anything from that list,
yeah,
right?
Well, yeah, America's afraid of Obamacare. Let's talk, you know, we could be talking about that. By the way, I think that 35% of Americans who are afraid of Obamacare are voting for Donald Trump because he's still got 36% support.
Mm-hmm.
So we know who his supporters are now, the basket of deplorables who fear Obamacare. The question that turns over in my mind is... First of all, why are we even surprised by any of this? This is who the American people chose.
Mm-hmm.
We knew...
And can you honestly tell me? It's October, and you're just realizing this man talks very off the cuff, is vulgar. We're just realizing that. Everybody, all these Republicans that are coming out and saying now, in the middle of October, we don't back you. You're just realizing what his character is?
Yeah. I mean, this isn't Oral Roberts coming out and saying, you know, well, I just start kissing him, or this, you know, this isn't George Bush coming out and saying this. If Bill Clinton came out and said this, everyone would just be like, oh, just Bill being Bill.
But here's my thing, Derek. What I've seen so much on, and especially Facebook, everybody's been coming out with these articles about, you know, women are angry. Thank you for the women that are coming out and speaking against Trump.
You're a woman. Are you angry?
No. I'm not, because I understand men speak like this. I don't feel demeaned by it. I get it. Does every man talk like this? No. And, you know, these sort of things, there's a different level of sexism in guy talk. I think it was a little worse than what most guys do talk about.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it is.
You know,
it is.
The locker room talk. And it is. It's disgusting. No man should talk like that.
This is I don't even know where this locker room is. And,
yeah.
they made that point on Inside the NFL last night, which is like, what locker room is he talking about?
Guys objectifying women, I think they maybe do it a little more than often. But again, women aren't completely innocent in talking about it. It's like when you were younger and you went to the club, a guy would randomly come up to you and try to put his hands on you. It's the same thing. You're offended, but it's not the end of the world.
This is the, by the way, if you're wondering, this is the locker room at the gym After the afternoon workout, or this is the locker room at the country club, after the midday golf session where you're doing some blow and talking about what your plans are for that night. That's the kind of locker room that Donald Trump inhabits. Mm-hmm. Not a locker room where professional athletes gather.
No, and I think this was weird on a few levels. What I thought was worse was the way that he talked about seducing a married woman. And regardless if he knew if she was married prior, I think that's disgusting.
Yeah.
I'm somebody that, you know, prizes myself on my word, my honor and commitment. So trying to seduce somebody that's married, I think it's actually deplorable.
Yeah. I it would be good if we could all stop clutching our pearls for a minute and shrieking, oh my God, I can't believe I heard the word pussy, and talk about what's actually in this, mm-hmm. what he's actually saying. First of all, this is Donald Trump just trying to make himself look like a big man.
Of course.
Okay, this is the kind of boastful, stupid behavior that certain men engage in when they see somebody and they want to let them know who the big dog is. Mm-hmm. Okay, if you've been in business and been around business people for any length of time, you know these guys.
Mm-hmm.
You know who these guys are.
I deal with 90% of them at my work, and the conversations that I hear would horrify some people.
You know what it is? These guys are 2 seconds away from whipping it out on the table and getting out a ruler.
Mm-hmm.
That's what it is. That's what this conversation is. And ladies, this happens way more often than you would like to realize or like to acknowledge. And all these guys in the media walking around saying, men don't talk like this.
Yeah.
Men behave better than mm-hmm. this. Shut up. Just shut up. Go regrow your ponytail, get your acoustic guitar out of storage, and go sit in somebody's apartment and play the freaking sensitive songs, play some Jason Mraz, and try and get laid. Because that's what you're being right now. You're being that whiny college emo goofball who will say anything to sound like a sensitive man.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? There are men who are complete jerks and men who are complete idiots. And then there are that group of men like myself who don't like to associate with people like that. I've been around guys like this. Let me tell you, there aren't any guys like this in my circle.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Respect for women is something that I value in a man. And if all you see in women is a sex object, I'm sorry, I got nothing to talk to you about. I don't want to hear about your conquests. I don't want to hear about what you're doing. I'm sure you're having fun. Go take it someplace else. And I don't necessarily want somebody who thinks like that in the White House, because it sets a bad example for other young men. Young men should hear this and be horrified by it. And I think that's motivating a little bit of the emo talk from all these guys who are like, well, real men value it. Shut up.
No,
go get your guitar and your ponytail and your Jason Mraz and go try and pick up some co-eds with that talk.
But Derek, talking about somebody being in the White House, I would rather have somebody that comes out and admits that they were wrong in things they said. Imagine you having a microphone and you're maybe holier than thou and don't say any bad things about. But imagine wearing a microphone 24 hours, picking up what you say. You hear it back, you would cringe at some of the things that you maybe come out of your mouth.
I could just listen to the recordings from this radio show and be horrified. Yeah. You know, I mean, I don't need 24 hours a day.
He said he was sorry. Is it still weird and gross?
Yeah.
Yes,
yeah.
Absolutely.
But
he doesn't apologize for what, or he apologizes for what he did. But look at somebody like Hillary Clinton, who is a liar.
Yeah.
The president of the United States is not supposed to be Mr. America. Not supposed to represent every single human being. I want you in Washington. I want you in the White House making decisions to make my life better. Not my character. That's what we're not talking
about. But this is a guy who, you know, a few weeks ago when Hillary Clinton came out with the basket of deplorables comment, I said, this is it. We have seen the real Hillary Clinton and the contempt that she has for the American people. And that point has been reinforced several times in the media since then, mm-hmm. including in these hacked emails from John Podesta. You see Donald Trump as he is in this conversation. And you can say it's locker room talk or whatever. This is who Donald Trump is. Donald Trump is a guy who's, if he's in a room with another couple of guys, is going to say, I'm the big dog. Let me tell you how big a dog I am. I'm just grabbing pussy. That's who he is. Okay? This guy clearly has a problem with women. This guy clearly has a problem with the way that he views women, with the way that he values women in his life, other than his other... Somehow got a great daughter out of the whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I can only imagine that Ivanka has been protected and shielded from this side of him for her entire life to turn out as well as she has.
But people are different with their family.
Yeah.
When how they talk. And as you said, when you're with the bunch of guys from the boardroom and just hanging out and having scotch after work.
And there are women that work for Donald Trump and, you know, maybe they just like the money. I guess the money's good because they put up with it.
Mm-hmm.
But I think most of us could look at this and say, yeah, this guy has a problem with women. So we're left with a choice, apparently, between a chronic liar and a misogynist. Neither one of those is good for America.
Of course.
Neither one of those is a winning proposition for us. Which one is worse for the American people? I don't know, because the temperament argument with Donald Trump has nothing to do with what he does minute to minute. Although, I got to be honest, if you're making noise on Twitter about some beauty pageant contestant in the middle of a political campaign, mm-hmm. I don't know what the heck you're thinking. I don't know what you're thinking. I don't know where that comes from. You should be focused on the issues.
But again, are we going to start crucifying a politician for their actions against women? I mean, should I go even into the Kennedys?
The guy's bringing up Rosie O'Donnell in a debate. Okay? There is a lot of stuff here that tells me he's not focused on the job at hand, which needs to be the campaign mm-hmm. and winning over the American people, which every time he does something like this, takes another step backward. On the other hand, we got Hillary, and
but
we know what we're getting with her.
These comments came out on Friday, and after the apology on Sunday, I said he needs to have an amazing debate, and he had a pretty
good
one.
Which he did.
Absolutely, and if anybody came out and said that Hillary Clinton won that debate, it's completely false. I believe that Trump, for the first 5 minutes, was a train wreck, then actually got back and focused on pointing out what is wrong with Hillary Clinton? Again, corruption and lying. Do you think anything's going to change once it gets to Washington?
But you know what? It's a little bit like the New England Patriots playing the Buffalo Bills. You think it's a soft opponent, so you don't practice as hard as maybe you should. Because Hillary's walking into this thing on Sunday saying, it's over, it's done, mm-hmm. I got this locked up. And then Donald shows up and actually does a good job. You know? So that's how he won that. That's the only reason he won that.
Because
he was on his
A
game all night.
Awkward laughing and similar things to what she has in other debates.
Yeah.
But again, you don't have a good candidate.
You don't have a good candidate. There is no good choice for the American people in this election.
So when we actually say if you vote, as you should, everybody should be voting, you have to pick the lesser of two evils, I guess.
Gary Johnson was on CNN last night, and man, what color is the sky in that guy's world?
They're saying that he is gaining ground with millennials.
Normally,
the only thing that I think Gary Johnson is going to do, he could possibly take away some vote from Clinton, but
Normally we sit here and we complain about the fact that we can't endorse because we're not allowed to endorse anybody.
Mm-hmm.
We're not allowed to say we support this candidate or we think you should vote for this candidate or any of these things. Normally we sit here and we say, oh man, you know, quietly when the mics are off, we sit here and say, man, I wish I could just come out and say, go vote for that guy. We're not saying that about anybody in this race.
Ugh.
We're not saying that about anybody in this race. How sad.
Mm-hmm.
How tragic. 855-915-9636. I'll say this. If this was the United Kingdom in the wake of the Jimmy Savile scandal, Donald Trump would be done right now because his remarks are predatory in nature. And with the way that country views sexual predators right now, it'd be over. He wouldn't have made it through the night. He would have had to have withdrawn from that campaign within a matter of hours. And maybe, just maybe, there's something to that. Maybe beneath all of the faux hysteria and the faux outrage and the pearl clutching, people look at this and they're like, there's something here that I really don't like. There's something here that really goes a little bit further than I was ever willing to go for this candidate. We'll find out. 27 days. When we come back, our favorite things from the past week and the strangest things from the past week here on WMFO Medford.
I'm going to the hardware store.
Oh, will you pick up 800 lumen bulbs?
800 more flowers? The neighbors will think we're wacky.
Not flower bulbs, light bulbs.
Come on, Dad. Lumens tell you how bright the bulb is. We can replace our 60-watt bulbs with energy-saving bulbs that give off about 800 lumens.
So, we'll save money.
Right.
Got it. 800 lumens and more savings.
Lumens, the new way to shop for light. Learn more at energysavers.gov.
Hi, this is Ozzy Osbourne. For many years, you know I've had a drink problem and I'm trying to battle that problem every single day. But one thing I don't do, I don't drive my car when I'm drinking. I get someone to drive me. Do not drink and drive. It's the stupidest thing. If you drink, just don't drive. Not only are you going to hurt yourself, you may hurt some other person, and you wouldn't want that on your conscience, would you?
A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation, RAD, the National Association of Broadcasters, and the Ad Council.
It is WMFO Medford. Folks, we are halfway to reaching our donation goal of $5,000 for this year. Won't you please take a moment and contribute? Keep great radio like The Big Picture coming your way every single week in beautiful, crystal clear digital audio. Just go to donate.wmfo.org. That's donate.wmfo.org. Give us a little bit of information and we will be glad to accept your donation. Remember, there's some great prizes you can get. You send us $10, we'll send you a keychain or a keychain bottle opener. Be the hero at the next party. $25, a WMFO shot glass, perfect accompaniment for The Big Picture. $50, a WMFO t-shirt. $100, you get a tote bag with all of the above. Donate $500. This is a Big Picture special. You donate $500. You can co-host the show with Lisa Nichols and I on a Wednesday of your choice. Donate.wmfo.org. Go check it out today. Lisa Nichols.
And it's for What's Hot, our favorite thing from this week. And I went to, unfortunately, the last Red Sox game on Monday. But I have to tell you, so many people, I think, forget about Fenmore and Kenmore area once baseball's done. Definitely check out. I went to a restaurant with my boyfriend, Hajoko. It is owned by, oh yeah, it's one of the city's leading sushi places. This is like the rock and roll little sister, they call it. It's actually in the old Hojo, so a lot of our comedy friends know that area. You used to go there, do any of the open mics? Well, they turned it into the Verb Hotel. Awesome, awesome space. And I'm telling you, the food is amazing if you like Japanese food. One of the things I had, calves brains.
Did you eat that? No, I'm not eating that. Don't like head cheese, don't like brains.
Nope. It was really good. It was like a fried fritter.
Nope, not supposed to eat the brain.
Good. Great craft beer list. Their cocktails are really, really fun. One of the greatest things, they have a wasabi roulette. So it's a little hamachi, and one of them has a wasabi bomb on it. But it's just fun. They have a mini baby bottle in the center with a pina colada in it for whoever gets that. So if you definitely want to go somewhere that, you know, a night out with your girls or take your significant other, it has something for everybody. It's just a really cool hip spot, so definitely check it out.
Nice.
Hajoko, it's on Boylston Street, right on the backside of Fenway Park.
Just announced today, you are going to want to mark November 1st on your calendar. Circle it right now. If you were a fan of the Beatles, or if you were a fan of Lego, or especially if you are a fan of both, November 1st, you are going to be able to get the Beatles Yellow Submarine at a Lego store near you. Toys R Us should have these as well. It's going to set you back $60. It's $59.99. And not only do you get a beautiful brick-built version of the Yellow Submarine, you also get Lego minifigures of John, Paul, George, Ringo, and the Nowhere Man. This thing is beautiful. This was one of the ideas promoted or sent to Lego as part of their crowdsourcing ideas platform. It was approved a while back, and just in time for the holidays, we're going to have the Beatles Yellow Submarine. Every Beatle fan I know who has seen this is losing their mind over it. So I'm going to tell you, usually like the Legos, you can wait and you can get them. If you want to get this, or if you want to get this for somebody for Christmas, plan to be at a Lego store when they open on November 1st. That is the one time that you are guaranteed they're going to be there. They'll probably have a box or two of them. Once they're gone, they could be gone for the rest of the year. So, again, Beatles, Yellow Submarine. I'm going to post it on the website tomorrow so you can get a look at it. Facebook.com/BigPictureWMFO. You'll be able to see it. It's fantastic. It's awesome. It is everything that a Beatles fan could ever possibly hope to want from a Lego set based on Yellow Submarine. Awesome.
Like, you need more Legos.
I need Lego Beatles.
I went to your house. That's a lot of Legos.
Yeah, but did you see any Beatle Legos?
As we end the show every week, that's the thing that happened, the craziest story from this week's news. Minnesota. A North St. Paul man has been arrested after a bullet he allegedly intended to take out a zombie ended up nearly striking a man across the street sleeping in his home. According to the criminal complaint, the incident happened near the intersection of Memory Lane and Cowran Place East. Police were summoned there about 5 a.m. Saturday and were told by the resident that he was awakened by a gunshot and the sound of glass breaking in his room. Investigators determined the bullet had been entered through the window, ricocheted near the head of the man's bed, and struck a second wall. Just outside the residence, police noticed a 24-year-old man, Ryan Matthew Stanslaw, walking around with an AR-15 rifle slung over his neck. Quote, "I'm out here making sure my neighborhood is safe," he told the police officers, allegedly smelling of alcohol. Quote, "I didn't see the cops, so I figured I'd do something," end quote. Stanslaw told the police that he was shooting at a zombie up the road. His rifle was taken and it had green-tipped 223 caliber bullets, which were marked as zombie-killing bullets. The complaint says that Stanlaw's mother claimed that he had no history of mental illness. Yeah, a little crazy.
Gotta watch where zombies. You're firing. Yeah, only shoot those at the zombies, kids. I know it's Halloween, but only shoot those at the zombies. Peak Florida has been reached. Lisa Nichols, this is according to our friends at the Smoking Gun, Florida. According to court complaints, Columbus Henderson fled from a Walmart supercenter in Fort Lauderdale on September 26th with a pair of 40-inch Hisense televisions. Henderson bolted with the merchandise after he allowed a cashier to scan the $300 items. As he scooted through the parking lot, the 45-year-old Henderson's pants fell off as he ran away, according to Officer Scott Brandow. It appears that after Henderson's pants fell to his ankles, he proceeded to run right out of them. Police later determined that Henderson's abandoned pants contained the suspect's medical identification. The entire incident was captured on video, and it only took cops a week to find Henderson, who was nabbed early Tuesday morning for grand theft. Upon arrival at the Pinellas County Jail, Henderson informed officers that he had a crack pipe concealed in his anus. Quote, "When officers removed him from the vehicle, the defendant had removed the crack pipe from his anus and dropped it on the ground," a patrolman reported. The glass pipe was recovered by officers who reported that it was stuffed with steel wool and had burn marks on one end. Henderson was charged with possession of drug paraphernalia and is being held on bail of $2,150.
No pants, drugs, holding it in your anus, and stealing. That's just another day in Florida.
Pants fell off during the getaway. He just kept running. That's a lesson for you all, kids. That's how you do it the right way.